Last night on the Tom Sullivan Show, Tom Sullivan, of course, on WSGW, and last night on 100.5, as well as online on WSGW.com, we had a Red Wings game on 790. So there's just a good chance to point out that if we have a sports broadcast on one frequency, regular programming will continue on the other.
That's right.
Kind of like yesterday afternoon, we had President Biden with his news conference on 790, but we had Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins regular programming on 100.5. But at some point last night on the Tom Sullivan Show, he took this caller, and what nice fun it was to get a shout out from Tom Sullivan.
Ted in Breckenridge, Michigan. Hello, Ted.
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to call and tell you I am so glad that you are back on WSGW.
Yes, I took. Thank you. Thank you. I took a little vacation.
You did that one time too when you retired from Fox.
Yeah, yeah.
We were so glad to get you back.
Yeah. Well, the dirty little secret is that WSGW was instrumental in my transition from Fox to my own program outside of Fox. So, yeah. No, the guy, Dave Maurer is his name.
Hey!
Is the guy responsible for all that. So, no, he was extremely helpful. So, I have a wonderful, strong, good feelings about Saginaw and WSGW.
And he's not just blowing smoke.
No.
Dave, you're the guy that really...
A name drop for Dave. Good job.
Well, actually, that's what happened. I mean, he lost his distribution through Fox, and it looked like we weren't going to be able to get him. He was still doing a local show on a station in California, and for a period of days, we were picking up their stream and carrying a show because we wanted to keep a show that badly. And I happen to know a couple of people in an upstart network run by a bunch of veterans and based in Michigan. And I got a hold of them and put them together with Tom. And lo and behold, Tom had a new network and started growing new and more affiliates of his own without being involved with Fox. So we're pleased that we're able to bring him back. And we appreciate the local people that are calling in on his show.
Yeah, well-deserved recognition for your efforts. And that is a good reminder there, too, as much as now Tom, while his live programming is 3 till 6, you can call during that time and still hear the broadcast from 7 till 10, as Ted and Breckenridge apparently did.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Yeah, so you can call in, and then you can hear yourself call in later on.
Yeah. See how brilliant you sounded?
Cool. That's
or
right.
Or you can say, oh, why did I say that? remind you of the phone number, and if you go online to WSW.com and scroll down the homepage to our programming section, click on the Tom Sullivan Show box, his phone number is listed there as well to call him. So I want to make sure you have as much ease as possible to get a hold of Tom.
Absolutely.
So there you go. 7 till 10, and of course, we continue to hope that you have an enjoyment of the Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins Show. Relatively brand new with us at its live time slot of noon till 3. We just started that a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, some conservative guys who take the issues apart, but at the same time they have some fun, a little levity, rather than all straight hardcore ideology, let's put it that way. But I think they're pretty entertaining, actually, and they do address all the issues that are out there.
How long did we have them on at nights? How long before we...
Wow.
Was that... 2 or 3 years? 2 years at least?
Yeah, at least two,
about right?
2 years, because they've only been a network for 3 years.
Okay, so at least 2 years.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Two,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we started them later in the evenings.
And then we moved them earlier in the evening.
And they keep on moving up.
And we were hoping that we'd have a chance to bring them live at some time, noon to three, but we knew we couldn't do that with Rush, and we wanted Rush as long as he was able to stay with us, but unfortunately with his passing, it did open the door.
So that's where we are today, and we continue to encourage you to listen and hopefully enjoy and let us know what you think here on WSGW.
It's the kind of a show where we're trying to be more mass appeal. The country is so evenly split and divided politically, like 50-50, where you might have half the audience listening to you but not the other half because they don't like the politics or whatever. Well, we're trying to get beyond some of that polarization and have a more broad appeal program, but yet it is still a conservative program, but they add a little more entertainment to it, and hopefully that'll appeal to more people.
MCVR. No, I'm sorry. MVCR.
There
Markley
you go.
Van right. Camp and Robbins. Yeah, not Markley right. Camp Van Robbins.
Jimmy Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.